If the Assembly Chamber is open to visitors, please proceed up the stairs and into the chamber. If the chamber is unavailable, please refer to the panel on your right. This is the Assembly Chamber, the largest room in the Capitol. This was also the first room to open in January 1879. It was designed by architect Leopold Eidlitz in a Moorish Gothic style. When it opened, it looked entirely different from the way it does today. It contained a monumental vaulted ceiling, similar to what you might find in a medieval cathedral or castle.
Most dramatically, there are four massive granite columns holding a 56-foot-high stone, load-bearing, Gothic vault. Now, the vault's not there. Now there's a flat ceiling. The vault was heroic. It was not structurally sound. It was unstable, it was shifting, it was settling, and pieces were falling. And for safety, so nobody would get killed, they had to take the vault down. In its place, they put up a flat ceiling that's suspended by trusses.
The acoustics with the high vaulted ceiling were so poor that one assemblyman actually voted against his own bill. In 1889, the ceiling was replaced with a lower, carved oak and papier-mâché ceiling. Remnants of the old vaulted ceiling can be seen above the visitors' galleries. Colorful stained glass windows grace two walls, and elegant brass and alabaster chandeliers provide a soft light. The sandstone walls have been carved, then painted red and blue, complementing the vibrant colors of the rug. This rug is a historic reproduction, and its pattern closely resembles the chamber's original rug. The floor of the assembly is sloped to provide each of the 150 members an unobstructed view of the speaker's platform. Another unique feature of this room is the wall-mounted electronic voting board just below the stained glass panels, which allows members to cast their vote on a bill within seconds. The Assembly Chamber has been home to some remarkable statesmen. Teddy Roosevelt began his political career in this very room, a path that would lead him to become the governor of New York and eventually president of the United States. He recalls in his autobiography,
"I was elected to the legislature in the fall of 1881 and found myself the youngest man in that body. I was re-elected the two following years. Like all young men and inexperienced members, I had considerable difficulty in learning to speak. I profited much by the advice of a hard-headed old countryman. The advice ran, 'Don't speak until you are sure you have something to say and know just what it is. Then say it and sit down.'